Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Dan Redford, a very impressive young entrepreneur, a global perspective. You're going to tell us a little bit about the China creative space and a very important event coming up on Thanksgiving. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hey, good, Jack. Good to actually see you in the studio in Michigan. It's been quite a journey.
That's right. Well, we saw you in Shanghai, and then you left there, and you weren't done with your globetrotting.
No, not at all. Actually, so I was in Shanghai and then did a little time in Israel, which is awesome. And back in Michigan as of August 25th. Hit the ground running when I got back. Sold some pretzels at Oktoberfest in Frankenmuth. so that was
very important.
You got to earn your keep around that place.
That's right.
Anyways, had some interesting pictures of me and my dad in lederhosen, but we won't go there. And now I find myself back in Lansing working for Gillespie Group on a really new exciting project called the China Creative Space. And Thanksgiving is our first initiative. We're going to try to get Chinese students at MSU hosted for a real American Thanksgiving in the Lansing area.
Tell us why this is important.
China is the second largest country GDP-wise in the world, Jack. I think that we're starting to realize that China is an important relationship for not only this country, but for us right here in the Lansing area. At Michigan State alone, we have almost 3,000 students from China. So we need to be cultivating those relationships here while we have them here. And I've seen so many opportunities for our state in my time in China.
There are a lot of people, some listeners to this show, who wish China would go away. I don't see that happening. I don't see any way that we're ever going to be able to put the toothpaste back in the tube. So what's the best way to adapt to that, especially for the decades ahead?
Well, embrace. You're right. A country of over 1.3 billion people isn't going to be going away. We need to find where our society, our economy, can intersect with this, as some of the naysayers are calling this, growing giant. It is growing, and we need to find out where our parts of our economy, parts of our society can add value there. I don't believe it's a zero-sum game. I believe that we can grow together.
You were in Shanghai for World Expo 2010 when we saw you there, and you were part of the USA team in the pavilion there. What did you learn from that experience?
Well, I think I learned more of what I was just talking about, that China is this a growing place that we need to embrace and need to understand better. They have been able to have a lot of countries and a lot of societies and a lot of products, consumer products and economies gravitate towards China. It is becoming a global center. Shanghai was the center of the globe for 6 months. And I learned more about how just we have to embrace that place here in Michigan.
We are talking with Dan Redford. He is a young global entrepreneur and talking about the new China creative space and the work you're doing with the Gillespie Group. But tell us a little bit about the creative space.
Well, it's going to be a place that will serve as a new way to integrate the Chinese students on campus into our community. They come to Michigan State. Many of them spend 4 or more years within our community. But beyond the walls of Michigan State, they really don't get to experience it. They don't get to take the leap and make really sustainable relationships here. They're not making the roots in this community while they're here.
Are they making a lot of associations, friends, if you will, with non-Chinese people?
No. I've been on campus almost every day for the past 5-6 weeks, cultivating some of my old relationships I had based on my education at MSU, and cultivating some new ones with some new Chinese students. And the majority are making some friendships, but overall, they mostly associate with themselves among the Chinese population.
Is there a language barrier, a cultural barrier, all the above?
All the above. I mean, they come here and they do speak English, they write English, and they are fluent. But the culture is definitely the overarching issue. It's hanging out on the weekends in the bars. You know, that's not something typically that Chinese students do. They prefer karaoke. And a lot of students at large on campus don't really relate, and they it's a you know, mutual relationship. So what we see is a need to find like-minded students, you know, to take student from China interested in social media, student B from America interested in social media, match them up. And they will find that they have maybe not a common language or culture, but the common interest will hopefully be able to unite them and create a new relationship.
Did you pitch this idea to Gillespie? Is that how this happened?
I don't know. I think Pat probably was must have been reading my diary or something. I'm not sure. But actually,
maybe he was.
Well, it was interesting that, you know, you brought up the expo, and you and a lot of folks here were following myself and my friend Charles's exploits on Shanghai Exposed, which is our blog. And, you know, my theory since I left Michigan in 2008, my first time going to China, was that, you know, we have all the tools to be able to create value in our community, even though we're not physically there, through the internet, through digital media. And so I think Pat ended up, my theory was doing this blog and trying to impact Lansing and the Michigan region through this blog, through what we were learning there. And it was kind of proof that it seemed to work out pretty well, because Pat got connected to me while I was in China, and we had a few conversations via Skype before I came back to Michigan. So this was his brainchild, and you know, it's really been exciting to work with somebody that has such a vision for this kind of thing.
You couldn't get Gillespie over to China, right?
Well, I think he tried his best, but we couldn't get him to quite go. He's been before.
He's been before.
I think he was two or three years ago. He said he was there, and he loved it. So I think some seeds were planted even then.
Mm-hmm. Dan Redford, young entrepreneur, a Michigan State University graduate, now working the Gillespie Group in the China Creative Space and trying to make Chinese students on campus feel welcome at Thanksgiving and give them some appreciation for what that's all about. In terms of our average listener, the average person who may have a very superficial knowledge of what happens in China, what's the biggest misunderstanding or lack of awareness there? What one thing would you most want to impart to them?
Geez, there's definitely a lot. I would say that one of the misnomers in a recent election was just the fact that China is one of the number one causes for our economic downfall in America, that they're taking our jobs and that they...
Do you think a lot of jobs have gone over there?
I do. But I also think that that's not telling the whole story. I think there are definitely some jobs, particularly low-wage manufacturing jobs, that certainly have gone to China. But what a lot of people don't know is they won't take that extra step and realize that with economies of scale growing, actually places like Thailand and Laos and other developing economies are starting to take some of those jobs as well. So it's really all about adaptability.
What about the Chinese manipulation of currency and foreign policy that might have some impact on that to make things a little fairer? Do you see that on the horizon?
I don't see the Chinese changing much, and I don't see the U.S. changing much in terms of the way that they're approaching it. I don't think it's the right way. A lot of economists, Eswar Prasad, just came out and said that in the short term, China overvaluing its currency compared to the dollar, we will see some benefits in the U.S. economy, but in the long term, it's very small compared to some of the other things that we can do.
Mm-hmm. Dan Redford, our guest on Ebling and You. Dan, I want to thank you for coming in. And you're going to be co-hosting this show in the very near future.
That's right. So if you haven't heard enough of me already, you're going to get to hear me more.
Well, and you have a very exciting entrepreneur you're going to be with, Eric Jorgensen.
That's right.
And the Entrepreneur Weekend project that they had about 9 days ago now.
Yeah.
On the campus. And that was a very exciting opportunity for young businesses to form.
Absolutely. I was actually at the event, and it was absolutely fascinating. You know, there was about 7 or 8 groups that had 48 hours to come up with a completely new business idea, business plan, and everything. And I was absolutely rocked about how awesome those ideas sounded. I could have walked in there at the end and then been surprised that it only took them 2 days to do. The other thing that was neat about that was Scott Westerman from MSU alumni was there.
Right.
Cameron Ganas from Traction was there,
right.
And a couple others actually gave in the upwards of a few $1,000 and some business resources to these kids on the spot. I shouldn't say kids. Some of them were a little older than me, too. But
there were 6, correct?
I think there were seven.
Seven.
Seven teams.
Seven
so
teams.
A couple of the coolest idea and the winning idea got money from the Alumni Association. And I know from somebody else, pardon me, I'm forgetting, my mind's gone. But, you know, that was neat to see the community come into it. That's what all this kind of stuff is about. You know, you see these idea competitions from now and again. You know, I was involved with Leap in the Next Bright Idea competition last year, which is coming up soon. And that's the part that if you're not there and you're not watching, you don't see the community aspect of this, recognizing these young entrepreneurs and not just saying it, but giving them resources. It's pretty powerful stuff.
A lot of exciting things going on, and if someone wants more information, Dan, on the China Cultural Center, what can they do?
Well, they can participate in our first initiative, as we mentioned, which is hosting a Chinese student for Thanksgiving, and you can look that up on Facebook at Lansing China Thanksgiving Host Family Program. That's probably the easiest way to find
it. Give us that name again, Lansing
China. The Lansing China Host Family Program.
Lansing China Host Family Program.
You can also follow me on Twitter at Gaoman10, G-A-O-M-A-N-10. I will be giving updates periodically. So Pat doesn't mind if I'm on Twitter during the day. So
yeah, he probably is too at
some
point. Thanks so much, Dan. I appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, thanks, Jack. Always a pleasure.
All right.